Parshas Noach begins with the words, Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzaddik. And Rashi quotes Chazal as saying, Mikan, from over here we learn that Iker told Eseyim shal tzaddikim are maisim toivim. The Iker told the Iker offspring, child of a tzaddik is his maisim toivim. Now, the lashon of Chazal is that the Iker told the same shal tzaddikim are maisim toivim, and lechayra it shouldn't be only by tzaddikim. In general, the Iker told us of a person is maisim toivim. It happens to be that a tzaddik is someone who's doing many maisim toivim, many more maisim toivim than a standard person. But Chazal are mashma that only the maisim toivim of a tzaddik are his toldos. The maisim toivim of a regular standard person is a mitzvah. He gets char. His yotze is mitzvah. But to be the madriga of toldos, that's only the maisim toivim of tzaddikim. I want to try to explain this inyan. The etzem fact that maisim toivim could be called a tolda is a very big chiddush. In the world, where do we find a tolda, a child, offspring? It doesn't come from within a person himself. A tolda only comes when there is the coming together, a chibur, of two different sides. A ish v'ishtoi get married, there's a connection. From that chibur is v'hoyu l'basar echad, comes out toldas. By balei chayim, by animals, it's the same thing. A zachar and a keva, two sides, from there comes toldos. And not only in human beings and in animals is it that way, we find the same thing in the growth of peiros. If you plant peiros in the ground, in soil, so then they'll grow. And peiros will grow from them. If you plant seeds in the ground, the peiros will grow. But if you plant seeds in sand, naturally speaking, without any special technology, in sand, seeds, peiros won't grow. What's the pshat? I saw Rav Moshe Feinstein says that the pshat is because what's the difference between soil and sand? By sand, each grain of sand it stands on its own. There's no connection. They're all together, right next to each other, but there's no chibur between the different grains of sand. But soil is where all the dirt comes together and is mischaber to one unit, and that's what makes peiros. But the klal is whenever you're alone without any chibur, things don't grow from there. There's no toldos. And when there's chibur, then it's possible to have toldos. So how could it be that maisim toivim of a tzaddik is considered his toldos? A maisa toiv that a tzaddik does, he does with himself. So how could that be considered a tolda? And I think the question is, gufa the answer. That ein hachanami, if a person does a maisa toiv all by himself, without any connection, that maisa toiv is not a tolda. But if a person does a maisa toiv with connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connection to the Torah, that maisa toiv is a tolda. That's the difference. Not every maisa toiv is a tolda. A maisa toiv that's done as an individual is yoitza. It's a mitzvah. You get schar for it, but it's not a tolda. A maisa toiv that's done with connection, that maisa toiv is a tolda. The mitzvahs that we do, those are the maisim toivim that we do. The word mitzvah has two explanations. One taich of the word mitzvah means milashon tzivoy, a commandment, and there are kadmoinim that say that the word mitzvah also has a lashon of tzavsa. Tzavsa in Aramaic means companionship, togetherness. That's the word mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah as a tzivoy, just to obey the command, so he's yoitza his mitzvah. He got a mitzvah. But it's lav dafka in inyan of connection, in inyan of chibur. But when a person does the mitzvah as a tzavza, as an act of togetherness, of connection, takadosh baruch hu, so then that mitzvah is going to be a tolda. So maybe that's the reason why it says, Iker toldeseim shel tzadikim are maisim toivim. Not only tzadikim do maisim toivim, regular people also do maisim toivim. But a tzaddik is someone who's connected. That the maisim toivim that he does comes as a result of his chibur, of his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toldeseim shel tzadikim are maisim toivim. But toldeseim of a regular person, maisim toivim of a regular person, alav dafka toldes. They're a mitzvah. They're a kiyum of the tzivoy. But they're not a tolda. That's the adgosha of Chazal, that they say, ikra toldeseim shel tzadikim are maisim toivim. And possibly, we could see this in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Eila told us, noyach ish tzadik, tamim hoya b'day roisav, es ho elikim hisalech noyach. What does that mean? Es in this context means es with. Together with Hashem, hisalech noyach. What does that have to do with the pasuk? So the Lefi was saying, it's very good. Eila told us noyach ish tzadik. Iker told us same shall tzadikim amaisim toivim. Why? Because es ho elikim hisalech noyach. Noach wasn't doing it as an individual. Noach's meisim tovim, Noach's ish tzaddik, was mitoich eselikim esalich Noach, was together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitoich v'chibur, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how Noach did his meisim tovim. So Noach's meisim tovim were told us. What's the difference if we do a meisim tov that's a tolda, or we do a meisim tov that's not a tolda? What's the difference? Either way, we yoytze the mitzvah. Either way, we'll get schar. What's the difference if we do it with connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shma? Or what's the difference if we do it stam? Mitzvah sanoshim milumada. We do it just because that's what everyone else is doing, or that's what we need to do. What's the big nafkamina? The nafkamina could be very great. It says that the Maisim Tovim are told us. What's a told of a person? What's a person's offspring all about? A person has a limited amount of time of life in this world, and once he finishes his time, he moves on. But if he has told us, so he has a continuation. Told us is what gives a person the nitzchias, the long lasting effect. Is told us. A person without told us, so he doesn't have the children to be his hemshech. But a person who has told us, so then he has the physical hemshech in this world. That's the inyan of told us. So it's the same thing. When a person does a maisa toiv, if he just has the tzivoy, so it's beautiful, he gets schar, that's wonderful, he was yoytze his mitzvah, that's beautiful. But if he wants it to be long-lasting in his own life, making an impression on the future of his life, making a strong impression on the future of his mishpacha, a long-lasting effect is a mitzvah that's a tolda. A mitzvah that's a tolda lasts very long. And a tolda is also peiros. A tolda is something that you create. Peiros is something that you create. But eventually, you could be nehenna back from it also. A parent gets hana from the peiros that he creates. A person gets hana from the peiros that he grows. If you want the mitzvah to give you something back, to uplift you in your ruchnias, so then we need that the mitzvah should be toldeseim. Iker toldeseim shel tzadikim amaisim toivim. So that's something that we learn from this inyan. Where anyway, Baruch Hashem being Mekayim mitzvahs, but there's a world of a difference if it's a mitzvah that's a tolda, it's a maisim tovim that's a tolda, or it's a maisim tovim that's not a tolda. And we learn from Noach that that's the etza. When it comes mitoich dveikus takadosh baruch hu, connection takadosh baruch hu, thinking about who's behind the mitzvah, what's behind the mitzvah, so then we have ikar, told the same shall tzadikim are maisim tovim.